Good morning, welcome to Emmett Audio. It's promising to be a sunny day. I think the high is supposed to be 55. It feels amazing. It's like that little bit of coolness in the air, coldness in the air, but warmth from the sun. I'm walking back from the school. I'm on the beautiful stretch of country road with farm fields on my left and pastures and forest on my right. And the birds have started their spring mating calls, which always makes it feel like spring. Yesterday I tapped a tree just to have the sap, a maple tree, just to have the sap to drink. But it's just, I love that sense of imminent spring. Now it's still February. Got one more week of February here, and then March. And March always has the habit of, I think the phrase is March comes in like a lion and out like a lamb. So it's entirely possible that we've got another strong couple weeks of winter left, but we're so close to spring now. I can taste it, and I love spring. Spring might be my favorite time of the year because I'm not a big fan of heat, and I just love that sense of sort of impending growth that you get in spring. It's time of year when everything feels possible. I'm very happy to be here now. Haha, done such a long introduction. I need to gather my thoughts here to remember what it was that I was going to talk about. Oh yes. So this last week, as I've mentioned several times, was February vacation here. The girls had school off, and we basically had nonstop house guests the entire time. First on Cecilia's side of the family, then on my side of the family. And that meant that I basically didn't do any work the entire week. I was too busy hosting. And for whatever reason, I also didn't really post anything. I just wasn't feeling in the mood to post. And whenever I stop posting for a while, when I'm away on vacation or something like that, I'm always reminded at how disconnected sales are from actually posting things. Sometimes it feels very tightly connected. You post something and people reach out and say, "I'd like that also." And you get a flurry of activity. But quite often, and often it's when you think it should happen, it doesn't happen that way. You post the thing that you think is going to generate a sale, and you don't get any sales. And you think, oh man, is the algorithm broken? Is, you know, like, maybe this is the beginning of the end. And then later on, when you haven't been posting anything, a bunch of sales come in. It's very disconcerting, but it's a good reminder to me that sharing my work online is about creating a body of work that people can stumble across and engage with that is disconnected from any particular moment trying to make a sale. And this is why I think it's important that when you are sharing something like, hey, you know, I have a book that's just come out, you need to commit to saying that again and again and again and again and again, way more times than you think you need to, because, well, frankly, most people aren't paying attention to you at any given moment. And even those that are, you have their attention for a brief moment, and they certainly aren't aware of everything that you're doing in the way that you are. You know, we're so myopic in our view of the world. We're so self-centered that we forget that other people don't know everything about us. Now, sure, many things about us are knowable. And all the things that we put out there about ourselves are knowable by somebody who does a deep dive and actually decides to research you. But I have found, and I've had articles written about me in any number of publications for the Christmas tree farm or for the spoon carving, even when people are doing a deep dive on you and they're researching you, they still don't know everything about you, not by a long shot. And they still get things wrong and assume things that aren't true. And so we just need to remember that what we share online is a drop in the bucket of somebody's day. And that really what you need is a daily practice of putting those drops out into the world and trusting that the work will come your way. If you have the other parameters right, and you can always tweak things, tweak your price and tweak what you're offering and get better at what you're doing and get better at how you're saying it. Like, you should try to be better at all the things. Make your offer as good as possible. But then it's so important to separate your commitment to sharing your work with the world. Separate that from actually having people reach out and want things from you. Because otherwise you'll get demoralized and you'll stop and you'll fail to realize that it was never the post was driving sales anyways. And that the thing you need to do is stick around. You need to stick around so that you can become good at what you do. And so that the random people who will go on to become your biggest fans and customers and supporters have time to find you. They're not all going to find you that first week. They're not all going to find you the first year. They're not all going to find you the first 5 years. People are going to find you when they find you. And you never know when you're hitting someone at just the right point in their life that they're ready to hear what you have to say. Every now and then I see one of the next wave of spoon carvers, let's call them the third wave of spoon carvers. I consider myself part of the second wave of spoon carvers, right? Some of the OGs like Barn and others are first wave. I came 5 years after them. I'm second wave. There's another wave of spoon carvers now who are out there explaining things, sharing their process, getting a lot of attention. And I have a twinge every now and then of like, oh, yeah, I've stopped sharing my process that in depth. In some instances. And of course somebody else is going to find them and find that they're, what they're sharing is helpful. And if I want more of that, I should share more of that the way that I used to. And it's a good reminder for me that you don't get to rest on your laurels, ever. There's always somebody coming up who is wanting what you have and would be happy to do what you're doing or have done. And the very things that worked for you can work for somebody else. And that's a good thing. That's as it should be. Because either you'll get your act together and you'll share even more, and that's good for everybody. Or you'll be squeezed out of the way by other people coming in. And that's good because there should be opportunities for other people coming up. You don't get to just deserve it forever, the attention of people. You've got to earn it. And I guess that's the thing that I keep coming back to, is that sense that you really need to earn your right to the good fortune and success that comes your way. And you need to earn that every day by what you're doing. Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to take this white dog out of the pack basket now. Talk to you.